Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. It is, It is late August 2008. I'm glad you're listening. And also, feel free to send me an email. I'm always delighted and surprised to get emails from people who I didn't know were listening to this. Also, I found out from somebody who emailed me that y'all don't know, y'all, but you don't all know that there's a website attached to this. Go to ROTB, as in religion outside the box, ROTB.org, or just Google Rabbi Brian, and you'll see all of religion outside the box in its glory. All right, today, I want to talk about you're only as good as your last show. Right? This is a horrible idea, but I'm thinking with the Olympics, it just seems so appropriate that we're you know, you win a gold medal, and that's great, but then you got to keep winning gold medals in order to feel like you're doing well. You can't rest on your laurels. I mean, even Mark Spitz can't rest on his laurels. Maybe I'm pushing the analogy a little bit, but the idea is that we all... And let me tell you, frankly, why I want to talk about this. I feel right now, today, a little tapped out. Like, I don't have what to talk about. And I'm like, well, I had that great podcast recently, and I what am I going to talk about? And I was like, crap, I'm only as good as that last performance. And you know, this is kind of like a meta-clever performance, but it wasn't intended that way. It's just coming out. That's a lot of pressure that we all put on ourselves, that we have to always be earning our keep, right? What a terror. I mean, it's wonderful to be married to someone who feels they always need to be earning their keep, but what a terrible thing to always feel like you need to be proving yourself, right? Comedians or people who think they're funny or clever. I hang out with magicians sometimes, and it can be just exhausting to be with a group of people who need to prove that they're always being clever. It's like, okay, I like you because you're you, not because you're always being clever. And it's hard, because if you're used to getting accolades for being clever, it's hard to, you know, trust that you're going to be liked otherwise. Okay, I'm speaking as a former magician here. All right, what else do I want to talk about today? That's it. Just this notion that we're all good. We're all fine exactly as we are without needing to perform to prove ourselves. And just take that in. I hope I take that in today and know that I don't need to constantly be doing to earn my keep, that I'm fine exactly as I am. Well, I guess that's about it. I hope you have a wonderful and lovely day. I'm Rabbi Brian.